Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, a couple of points in the readings this morning. The reading there, well, we look at Peter for a moment. And we know that in many, many ways, Peter had many faults. He had many weaknesses. And isn't it interesting that Jesus chose him to be the leader of the little group of people that he was forming. Later on, they were going to be called the church, or people following the way of Christ. And people in those early days were known as the saints. Not that they were all perfect, but they were the people who believed in Jesus and were following his way. You apply that to today, and how far removed we are from that in some ways, following the way of Jesus, how Jesus did things, because Jesus was the image of God, and he came to show us the way. And that's why followers of Jesus in the early days were called followers of the way. And then we look at St. Paul for a moment, a wonderful man who got a very, 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 very bad press. He was regarded as being a misogynist, very strict and so on. But he wasn't like that. And a great sign of anybody's character is when they can admit their weaknesses. And Paul, in his own words, tell us, I have a thorn in the flesh. Now, which one of us here this morning doesn't have some kind of a thorn in the flesh? She might be sitting beside you. Or he might be sitting beside you. You've got to be fair. But being serious, we all have inherent weaknesses. And that really is the meaning of original sin. We're not born in sin or with sin. A much better meaning of original sin is an inherent weakness. And we all have that. We're prone to failure. And yet, what is Jesus saying to us in the gospel this morning? Failure is very important. And one final question. Jesus says to each one of us here this morning, who do you say I am to you? And my answer to that is not, you are the Son of God, the Creator of heaven and earth, Almighty God. No. If somebody says to me, who is Jesus to you? Hopefully from the heart, I would be able to say, he's my best friend. Nothing more. He's my best friend.